So far, we have looked at togetherness as a mode of being together with another person, a partner or a friend. However, the Romantics considered themselves to be loners more often than not. So for our final take on relationships in the Romantic era, let us consider a relationship where our other is ourself. In his play Amphitryon, a translation of a comedy by Molière, several of Kleist's characters confront themselves. The plot of this comedy of errors is relatively simple. Two men, one a Greek king and one his servant, encounter their doubles. The gods Jupiter and Mercury have taken on their personalities. The king and his servants see their doubles, who, in turn, take over their lives. This raises important questions of a Romantic era. What constitutes myself? How is that self influenced, and what exactly is individuality? The way we experience ourselves is through the idea of autonomy over our identity and the uniqueness of our individuality. Our identity is further based on the social frame in which we usually act. If that very frame is changed or even destroyed, the self is fractured. The title hero of Kleist's play, Amphitryon, representative of a royal class, defines himself through his possessions, his social role as king, and the values constructed in his relationship to his wife, Alcmene. When Jupiter, disguised as Amphitryon, assumes Amphitryon's positions as king and lover, the hero loses the outside markers of his identity. Amphitryon is left with his inner self. But what is this inherent self? Does it even exist? Left with nothing, the hero ponders these questions and faces the catastrophe of losing himself. Meanwhile, his servant, Sosius, faces a similar dilemma. Mercury has claimed his role. He is double. His self is denied to him by his wife and his doppelganger. Yet, he has a different approach to this new double loneliness. He offers Mercury to share his role. Take for half this name. Take it, all the clutter, if you like. Were it the name of Castor or Pollux, I would gladly share it with you, brother dear. How the characters deal with loss of their roles varies, depending on their position in society. Sosius, the servant, who has nothing to lose and all to win, decides to take action and make the best of it. Amphitryon, on the other hand, who was born into privilege, runs the risk of getting lost when faced with the task of navigating between outside identity markers and inner security of the self. The question arises, who is now master and who is servant? Sosius seems to avoid the romantic questions raised before through pragmatism and diplomacy with Mercury. Amphitryon, however, sinks almost lower than the position of the servant. His commanders call him traitor. His wife determines that the man she loves, her husband, is the other Amphitryon. But through divine intervention, he is reinstated as king. Jupiter gives him back his identity, just as Amphitryon was ready to give up on himself completely. The characteristically comedic solution to the master-servant question is, Amphitryon remains master and Sosius remains servant. The social order has been restored. If the receptive audience feels uneasy with this solution, then they are left with nothing else but the powerless, ugh, the final word in the play left to Amphitryon's wife, Alcmene.